And tonight's broadcast of the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Ocean Beach Marine Centers, with locations in Lavalette, Lenoka Harbor, and Sea Isle City. JC Pontoon and Angler Dealers, who can also service all Zodiac and inflatable boats. Visit OceanBeachMarina.com.
As we welcome you back in here, halftime game number one, semifinal number one. As St. John Vianney, the top seed, leads number five, Manasquan, by the slimmest of margins, 25-24. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, let's run through your scoring leaders here. First for Manasquan, 8 points off the bench for Stella Clark, who is a real difference maker for this team. 8 for Sam Sullivan, 6 for Marina Mabry, and 2 points for Bridget Ford. The quarter totals for Manasquan, 17-7. Really looked great in that first quarter, Kevin, but struggled pretty bad in quarter number two.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Matt. Again, forcing the pace, but I thought a little bit out of control. And the one thing they did in the first quarter that they didn't do in the second quarter was if they penetrate, they would let the defender come to them and then make that pass for an easy layup. In that second quarter, especially Mabry, just kept going to the basket, thinking, I believe, that, look, if I don't score, I'll get fouled. And I don't think they got one call. And I don't think it was a matter of the officials not making the call. I just think, again, it was very good defense by Vianney, and it kind of turned things around, and you have this one-point game at halftime. And I think the first couple of minutes of this third quarter are very critical for Manasquan, because if Vianney continues that momentum, things could turn around very, very quickly to the point where they find themselves down double digits. But there's a lot of basketball left. Clearly, there's some outstanding talent out on the court tonight. And, you know, a player who gets hot can make a huge difference in this game.
St. John Vianney, fairly balanced effort, as 6 points from Katie Berriant led the way. 5 from Kimmy Evans off the bench. 5 from Zoe Pirro off the bench. 4 points, Kelly Campbell. 3 points, Emily Uribe. And 2 points for Gigi Campanegro. The quarter totals for the Lancers, 10-15. You know, Kevin, maybe that a difference between these two teams. Stella Clark, who had 8 points for Manasquan off the bench, definitely a spark plug. But when you look and see Kimmy Evans, 5 points, Pirro, 5 points, that's 10 of your 25 points off the bench. And we've talked about St. John Vianney just being so deep, so talented. They just have always been that team that can just throw people in, and you know you're going to get production.
And let's remember, they've lost one of their key players in Stefanelli, who suffered a knee injury in the first quarter, and it is done for the night. But as you said, again, so deep, and where that really becomes a factor is potential foul trouble. And not that Manasquan can't go to their bench, but they're not nearly as deep as Vianney, and should fouls mount up, and the Warriors could put themselves in a jackpot. Now, the good news for them is no individual player really has a foul problem. Ford has 2, Sullivan, Mabry, Hageman, Hart, Masonius, and Bryant, 1 each. That's a good situation for them, and I think a big key, because their key players have to stay on the court.
Take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of half number two. St. John Vianney 25 and Manasquan 24. 2-minute break. We're back right after this with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.